Okay, so this week you sent over some really fascinating stuff, and it's all about jumbo loans, specifically in Kings County.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep dive, right?
Yeah, it is. And so we're going to do our own deep dive today, specifically for anyone in Kings County thinking about going after one of those, those higher priced properties.
Yeah, higher
We're
end.
going to break down exactly what you need to know about jumbo loans here in Kings County.
Absolutely. So, I mean, even just looking at some of the headlines recently, it seems like Kings County real estate is, well, a very hot topic.
Yeah, very much so. It's been all over the news.
And, the information you sent over really supports that. It talks about how home values are going up. There's a lot of sales activity. I mean, back in February 2025, the median listing price, get this, was $820,000.
820. Wow.
Up from $760,000 just the year before in February 2024.
Yeah. And, with those kinds of numbers, it's no surprise it's super competitive for buyers right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a tough market to crack.
Okay, so with these really high property values that we're seeing in Kings County, it seems like regular mortgages, like what we know as a conventional loan, they just wouldn't apply to a lot of these purchases, right?
Right, exactly. Those standard mortgage rules just don't cut it when you're dealing with these kinds of prices.
So that's where understanding these conforming loan limits, that's where it gets, really important.
Yeah, conforming loan limits. It can sound a bit, well, a bit jargony.
Right. But why should someone listening to this, here in Kings County, why do they care about conforming loan limits?
Well, think of it like this. There's like a standard size for a mortgage, right? A size that, the big players like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will buy or guarantee. And the FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, they set these limits to, well, to try to keep the housing market a little bit more stable
Okay.
and accessible, right? It's like they're setting this benchmark for what's a normal mortgage, so to speak.
Okay, I see. So it's kind of like a limit or like an upper limit on what's considered, a normal or regular mortgage.
Right, exactly. It's like the ceiling.
But I know that these limits, they aren't just one size fits all for the entire country, are they?
Nope. You're absolutely right, because the cost of housing, well, it's all over the map, right? It varies so much from place to place. So the FHFA, they actually adjust those limits to kind of reflect, what's actually happening in those local markets.
Makes sense.
So areas where, the median home price is way higher, like for example, Kings County, they get designated as, these high-cost
All
areas,
right.
and they're allowed to have, higher conforming loan limits. And well, as that info you shared points out, Kings County definitely falls into that high-cost category.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's talk numbers then. If we're in Kings County, what are the actual dollar figures we're dealing with?
Okay, good question. So as of February 2025, the regular, the general conforming loan limit across the US, that was $806,500.
Okay.
But for those fancy high cost areas like Kings County, well, that limit jumps up. We're talking $1,209,750.
1,209,000.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It is. And that number is super important because, the FAQ that you sent over, it states that any mortgage in Kings County specifically, any mortgage that goes over $1,209,750, that's what's classified as a jumbo loan.
Got it. So basically, if anyone listening is looking at a property in Kings County that's, over that $1.2 million mark, you're probably going to be dealing with a jumbo loan.
Right, pretty much. You're entering jumbo territory.
Exactly. And that takes us to the next big point, which is that getting a jumbo loan, those requirements are a bit tougher, right?
Oh, yeah, way tougher.
It's not as easy as just, strolling into a bank and saying, "Hey, I want a $1 million loan."
Not quite.
So why are those requirements so much stricter for a jumbo loan?
Well, lenders, they're taking on a lot more risk, right? Because these loans are much bigger, so they have to set, stricter rules to protect themselves.
Okay, makes sense.
It's like they have to be extra sure that you can actually pay back that big chunk of money.
Right. So it's like a higher bar you have to clear to qualify.
Exactly. Higher bar, more hoops to jump through, you name it.
Okay. So what are some of those specific areas where, those requirements are going to be a lot tougher if you're trying to get a jumbo loan in Kings County?
Well, first off, they're going to look at your credit score, right? Like
Yeah. Of
really, really closely.
course.
So you might be able to get a conventional loan with a credit score of, say, 620. But for a jumbo loan in Kings County, oh, you're going to need at least 700.
Wow, 700.
Yeah. or even higher in some cases.
That's a big difference.
It is. So, you know, having good credit, it's not enough. You really need excellent credit.
Right. Pristine credit.
Exactly. You know, if you're thinking about going the jumbo loan route, you've got to make sure your credit history is top notch.
Yeah, that's a big factor. What about your debt? Like how much debt you have?
Yeah, that's huge. They look at your debt to income ratio, your DTI.
Right, right.
And with a conventional loan, they might be okay with a DTI of like 45 to 50%.
Okay.
Though they always prefer it lower, of course. But for jumbo loans, oh no, you're looking at a max DTI of 36%. Yeah. Usually.
So that means that what, less of your income can be going to other debts?
Exactly. They want to see that you've got lots of room in your budget.
Okay.
You know, to handle those bigger mortgage payments.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They're looking for financial flexibility.
Yeah, I get it. They want to be really sure that you can actually make those payments.
Precisely. No surprises.
Now, the information you sent over also mentioned that income verification is a lot stricter for jumbo loans.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's the difference there?
Yeah, so with a regular loan, they might just give your employer a quick call, you know, or they might just check some electronic database to verify your employment.
Right.
But for jumbo loans, oh, they want the real deal, like hard proof.
So what does that look like?
So you'll probably need to provide written confirmation directly from your employer just to make absolutely sure your income is stable and you know, that it's real.
Okay, gotcha. So we've got tougher credit standards. You need less of your income tied up in other debts and, you know, more serious income checks.
Right. They're basically making sure your financial house is in order.
Exactly. Like really scrutinizing your financial stability.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's talk cash reserves. I always get a little nervous when we start talking about those.
I know, right?
The article you sent really emphasized the importance of having, you know, a lot of cash saved up if you want a jumbo loan in Kings County. Yeah, that's a big one. It's basically like a safety net, right?
Okay.
They want to see that you could keep making those payments even if, you know, something unexpected happened.
Like right.
You lost your job or had some big expense.
So how much are we talking? Like how much cash do you actually need to have in reserve?
Well, for Kings County jumbo loans, you're looking at 6 to 12 months of mortgage payments. In cash.
6 to 12.
Yeah. It's a pretty big range, I know.
Wow, that's a significant amount. So what determines whether they ask for 6 months versus a full year?
Oh, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The size of the loan, your overall financial situation, you know, the lender's specific policies.
Okay.
But basically they just want to be super confident that you're not going to default on the loan.
Right. Can you give us like a real world example, you know, of what this might look like for somebody?
Sure, sure. Okay, let's say your jumbo mortgage payment is, you know, $5,000 a month.
$5,000.
Yeah. That includes your principal, interest, property taxes, insurance, the whole shebang. Okay. So if they want 12 months of reserves, well, that means you've got to show them you've got at least $60,000 just sitting there, ready to go.
$60,000?
Yep, $60,000.
Wow. Okay, I see what you mean about needing a safety net. So what exactly counts as cash reserves? Is it literally just the cash I've got in my checking account?
Well, luckily, it's a little bit broader than that.
Okay.
You can usually count money in your savings account, money market accounts, CDs. Those all work.
Okay.
And even some of your investments can count.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, they'll usually consider those. But, you know, maybe only like 60 to 70% of the value.
Okay.
And retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. Those can sometimes count too, but again, maybe a lower percentage.
Okay, so it's not just about the cash you've got sitting in the bank.
Nope. It's more about showing that you've got access to liquid assets, you know?
Yeah.
Money you can easily get to if you need it.
Okay. Now, we talked a bit about income verification before, but the information you sent over, point number 4, goes into more detail about like the actual documents they want to see.
Yeah, they want to make sure everything checks out.
Right? Exactly.
So be ready to hand over at least 2 years of W-2 forms, your last 2 pay stubs, and an employment verification letter.
Okay. And what if you're self-employed? Mm-hmm. Like those documents don't really apply, right?
Yeah, it's a bit different for the self-employed folks.
So what do they need to provide?
Well, since they don't have a traditional employer, the lender wants to see, you know, the big picture of their financial health.
Right.
So they're usually going to ask for 2 or more years of, well, both your personal and business tax returns.
Okay.
Profit and loss statements, balance sheets for your business.
Right.
Oh, and about 12 months of your business bank statements.
Wow.
They're really trying to, you know, understand how stable and profitable your business is.
Yeah, they're painting a picture of your whole financial life.
Exactly. They want to see the whole story.
Okay. So let's switch gears now. Let's talk about the property.
Okay, the house itself.
Yeah, the house itself. Point number five in the information you sent over was about property appraisals. And it sounds like if you're getting a jumbo loan in Kings County, that property is going to go through some pretty intense scrutiny.
Yeah, they're gonna look at it with a fine-tooth comb.
Why is that?
Well, think about it. They're lending a lot of money, right? So they want to make sure the property is actually worth it.
Right.
A thorough appraisal helps them protect their investment, you know, make sure it's not a risky situation.
Okay, so what does a rigorous appraisal actually involve?
So they bring in a professional appraiser,
Right.
someone who's licensed and knows their stuff,
Yeah.
and they look at everything.
Like what kind of everything?
The quality of the construction, the age of the house, the condition, the structure, everything.
Wow.
Plus, they'll do a comparative market analysis.
Hey, what's that?
They'll look at recent sales of similar properties in the same neighborhood to get an idea of the fair market value.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
So they're trying to, you know, get a really accurate picture of what that house is worth.
So it's not just about checking the boxes.
No, it's a deep dive into the value of the property.
I was reading that, for some jumbo loans, and particularly in Kings County, they might even require two separate appraisals.
Yeah, that's right.
When did that happen?
Usually it's for the really big loans. Like if you're borrowing more than $2 million,
Boy.
or if the property is, you know, kind of unique,
Right.
maybe there aren't many comparable sales to look at.
I see.
So that second appraisal is like a double check, you know,
Yeah.
just to be extra sure about the value.
So basically, be prepared for, a pretty intense look at the property.
Yep, they're gonna know that house inside and out.
Okay, now, with all this scrutiny, all this paperwork, it probably takes a while for these loans to actually get approved.
Oh, yeah, the underwriting process. Way longer than a regular mortgage.
Okay, how much longer are we talking?
Well, a conventional loan might close in 30 days, maybe even less.
Okay.
But for a jumbo loan, be prepared to wait. You could be looking at 60 days.
60.
Yep, sometimes even more.
Wow. Okay, so patience is key.
Absolutely, you got to play the waiting game.
Is there anything you can do to speed up the process a little bit?
Oh, for sure. Be organized. Like, really organized.
Okay, so like what should I be doing?
Have all your documents ready to go from the get-go.
Okay.
Tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements, everything. The more complete your application is up front, the smoother things will go.
Right,
You
right.
know, you don't want to be scrambling for stuff when they ask for it.
No, that makes sense.
Be proactive. It can save you a lot of hassle and time.
So being super organized, having everything ready to go.
Yep, that's the key. Front load that effort.
Okay, now the last point in the info you sent, point number seven, was about the kinds of properties that are eligible for these Kings County jumbo loans. And it's interesting because, all the other requirements seem so strict.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It seems like there's actually some flexibility when it comes to what kind of property you could buy.
Yeah, that's right. So it's not just for your primary residence. You can also use a jumbo loan for a second home, a vacation home, even an investment property.
Oh, really? Investment property too.
Yeah. If you're thinking about, you know, buying a high-value rental property in Kings County, a jumbo loan could be an option,
Interesting.
but there's a catch.
Of course there is.
Yeah. Those eligibility requirements, they're going to change depending on what you're buying.
Okay, so explain that a bit more.
So, for example, if you're buying a second home or an investment property, those requirements are often even stricter.
Okay, like stricter than the already strict requirements.
Yeah,
What
exactly.
does that actually mean?
So you might need a bigger down payment, like a lot bigger.
Okay.
Your credit score might need to be even higher, maybe 720 or more.
Oh, wow.
And your DTI, your debt to income ratio, might need to be even lower.
Okay.
Plus, you might need to show even more cash reserves.
Wow, so it's like they're really, really scrutinizing you if you're not buying a primary residence.
Yeah, they're definitely being extra cautious.
And oh, did you say something about interest rates too?
Oh, yeah. The interest rates on those loans might be a bit higher.
Okay. So it's not just about the type of property, it's also about what you're going to use it for.
Exactly. They're looking at the bigger picture, you know. What's the purpose of this loan?
Right. So even though there's some flexibility in terms of property types, it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Nope. You really got to talk to your lender and get the specifics for your particular situation.
Yeah. Good advice. Now, the information you sent over mentions Jet Direct Mortgage. What's the deal with them?
Well, they're presented as a potential resource for people looking to get a jumbo loan in Kings County.
Okay.
They've got a lot of experience with those high-value properties.
All right.
And they're all about personalized service. So, you know, if you're in the market for a jumbo loan, they might be worth checking out.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really, really thorough look at jumbo loans in Kings County.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
And it's clear that getting one of these loans, it's not a walk in the park.
Nope. It takes preparation.
You need to understand those strict requirements.
Absolutely.
And you've got to have your financial ducks in a row.
No question about it. It's a big financial commitment.
Exactly. And it's not just about finding a house you like. It's about proving to the lender that you can actually handle this kind of mortgage.
Right. You've got to show them you're in it for the long haul.
Exactly. Okay, so we've taken a deep dive into jumbo loans in Kings County. We've pulled out those 7 key points from the information you sent over. And now, here's something for you listening to think about. Given all of these requirements, all this financial, you know, all the finances involved in buying in Kings County, what are the things you should do, like the absolute must-dos in terms of financial planning, before you even start seriously looking at properties?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's more than just saving for a down payment, right?
Oh, for sure. It's a whole different ballgame.
So think about that. Think about what you need to do to really prepare yourself financially. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.